Well, the speaking of the memories of mother, but the things that mother had taught as a boy and as a child, as a our home life, and it wasn't until you get into service and see some of the distorted views carried by a lot of the servicemen and the broken homes and the ruptured living that they've all, a lot of them have undergone, that you realize the value of your own home life. And so far as the inspiration and help, yes, and the avoidance of many of the pitfalls which were accessible and more or less inevitable to somebody that didn't have a good Catholic holding or a good hold on something to avoid them. And I think it was through Mother's influence and her prayers by the time I was away. Particularly, I can recall thinking over the night that we almost got the torpedo that got the Leary. It was on Christmas Day of 44. I recall that night. In fact, I had a little, not memorandum, but I kept a log, not a log either. I forget what they call it, a diary. A diary at the time. I recall mentioning in there the 2 days later after I had written about the incident that it was through Mother's influence that I was thinking of her at the time, that if anything did happen, well, I had no regrets, and I wouldn't miss seeing her again, because I just sent her my cablegram from Casablanca on the 19th or 20th, I guess, of December, and then O'Leary got it on the 25th. But that's, that, I think, like any other fellow in service, if it hadn't been for your mother and the home life, why, things could have been a lot different.
A visitor.